FM 100.5 Smyrna and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Can take control of your account management and energy consumption by downloading the MyMTE app. Just download in the App Store and manage your account, improve your energy habits, and much more. That's MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Well, not quite as long as MTE, but James Price is here, helping to make life better.
Here we go. Ready to go today.
Got a lot to talk about. I know it's tax time, and that's kind of what we're going to focus on today, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk about taxes, but stay tuned till the end of the show, because we're going to talk about something called Coffee and Connections coming up. It's a networking event, professional networking event. That we're putting on April 1st, and we'll have some more information on that at the end of the show. Get ready to write something down so that you can RSVP for the event.
Perfect.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about taxes here for a second, and one of the things we're going to do is we're just going to start off, I'm just going to rattle off some questions that you need to think about, questions to ask your tax preparer, and then we'll kind of cover some of these overall. So some of these questions are, what kind of certifications do you have? How long have you been a tax preparer? How will you protect my private information? Will you file electronically, or do I need to mail in my return form? What is your educational background or level of experience and expertise? Can you provide me with references from other clients? How long will it take you to complete my and file my tax return? And of course, are you a BBB accredited business? Mm. And hopefully maybe they have that sticker on their door. So, you know, as we go through this, a lot of people choose a tax person, and, you know, some people just like to do it because they don't have the time.
Sure.
Sometimes they've done it before, and the IRS called them and says, what's going on here?
Yeah. Guilty. I've done mine once in my adult life, yes. And after that, it was not good, and it was done wrong, and I had to pay a little bit and all that, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna let somebody else that does this for a living do it. So
right, it's why we hire professionals.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So, you know, many people will choose an app or tax software. Some people go to a tax preparation service. They have a tax consultant that they have on file. Some people use their CPAs, that kind of thing. And significant life changes in business ownership, or simply a lack of knowledge about ever-changing tax laws, can make finding, you know, a trusty tax worthy person hard to find. And it's really just a good idea. But just choosing an expert to put, you know, a roof on your home is probably a better idea than tackling it yourself, just like it makes sense to hire a professional to do things that you don't do on a regular basis.
Right.
And they know the things to look out for. You know, some of these software, they kind of guide you through it, and they say, well, you missed this and that kind of stuff. But still, professional tax services are worthy of looking into.
Sure.
They're not only familiar with the tax laws and how to, you know, file, but they can also help navigate things like like deductions and credits, and whether American companies should file jointly or separately. And of course, you know, with a BBB accredited tax preparer, they've agreed to uphold those BBB standards to tell the truth, honor promises, be transparent, and most importantly, when dealing with personal information, to safeguard your privacy. So that said, not all tax preparers have the same level of experience and training. So we're going to go over some tips on how you can find somebody to trust with your resources. Mm-hmm. Which type of tax preparation expert is right for you? You know, first, it's essential to know the different types of tax preparers and their qualifications. You know, what are all the types listed that can prepare taxes? You know, can they prepare taxes? Are they only enrolled agents, certified public accountants, tax attorneys? You know, many represent their clients to the IRS in such matters as audits, collection issues, and that kind of things. So, and thousands of people rely on people and tax preparers in the U.S. And some are full-time workers. Others are only part-time during tax season. There's tax services all around town that kind of pop up just for tax season. And some of them are closed the rest of the year. They're only open from January to April, And then they close for the rest of the year.
Some of them put offices in Walmart stores, you know, whatever, yeah, just for the season. So sure.
So one of the things you want to know is that tax preparers must have an active preparer tax identification number. It's called a PTIN number through the IRS. So beyond the PTIN, regulating tax preparers is done at the state level. Check with your state's Department of Taxation or Revenue and learn more about it. So when you go in for a tax preparer, you know, you can say, hey, what's your PTIN number? You know,
they would be impressed by that, probably, if you ask them.
Maybe. They may be. And if they have deer in the headlight look, then maybe it's time to, you know, rethink, you know. Most tax preparers are legitimate and competent, but keep in mind, without a national license requirement, they may be working off research and experience, but, you know, you should contact through an interview, you know, a tax preparer before you hire them. An enrolled agent, and sometimes there's ghost tax preparers. An EA is a tax preparer approved by the IRS to represent taxpayers. An enrolled agent must either have a prior qualifying employment with the IRS or pass a comprehensive IRS test on individual and business tax returns. To maintain enrolled agent status, they must complete several credit hours of continuing education courses in accordance with the mess and tax regulations that go on. An enrolled agent may work independently or as part of a firm and specialize in specific areas of tax law. So an EA may be a good option if you have a more complex tax situation. However, if you want to make sure that their area of expertise applies to your situation, an enrolled agent also qualified to help you with financial planning and give you tips that can help reduce your taxes in the future. So finding an enrolled agent near you with BBB.
I've heard, you know, I haven't heard about an enrolled agent as much as I have a CPA or certified public accountant. So,
yeah. And that's the next one we were talking about, CPAs. You know, they're licensed after passing a state professional qualifying exam. They're highly skilled in accounting. You know, a CPA, they handle, you know, most businesses, they have a CPA, and then the CPA just naturally does their taxes because they already have all the information they need, and it's just part of what they offer you usually. You could use a tax attorney. They help your clients with legal issues related to taxes. They can represent individuals and businesses. Hiring a tax attorney is a good option for taxpayers looking to either shelter part of their income legally or for those needing specialized advice on municipal bonds, estate planning, and the like. Mm-hmm. Probably for the top 2%. I don't know. It could be more than that, but you know, if you think going into your taxes you're going to have issues, I mean, a tax attorney might be a good place to find one. Overall, so how do you choose the right one? You know, it could depend on the complexity of your tax return. Review the tax preparer's credentials, and we talked about that. You know, how to look up their number. Be wary of spectacular promises. If a tax preparer promises you a large refund, more than the competition, this is a red flag, because some tax matters preparers base their fees on the amount of your return and be likely to be seen shady preparation tax tactics. In addition, you might want to avoid tax preparers who offer refund anticipation loans, because basically what they're doing is they're just giving you a loan up front, and they're gonna charge you additional fees.
Yeah, and they, by the time they charge you an additional fee to get an advance on whatever your return is, I mean, you're eating up with fees. I mean, they get a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. You could go into the black, I mean, yeah, into the red, uh-huh, you know, the bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Red.
Get referrals from friends and families and BBB. One of the ways to best find a trustworthy tax preparer is to ask, you know, other people who have recommendations, who they've used. And, of course, go on to the Better Business Bureau. Check out BBB.org. Just when you go to BBB.org, there's a little box that says find. Right there, just type tax preparer near the city you're in, and it'll give you there's another window that pops up. It says, well, do you want an accredited business or do you want all businesses? Mm-hmm. And most people hit the accredited only button, and then you'll see a list of the tax preparers in your area for BBB. And then you can just kind of scroll through them and see some of the people in there. You probably could hit the all businesses, and you might see some businesses in there who not accredited and
don't have a very high grade.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, yeah. So if you're looking for somebody, go to the accredited ones first, because they've committed to go to those standards of trust, and BBB holds them accountable for that. If we find a business who's not committed to those standards of trust, or they violate them, they'll be on the other list.
Right.
Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah. think about availability. If the IRS finds errors in your tax forms and decides to perform an audit, is your tax preparer going to be available to help you with those details? Find out whether or not you can contact the tax preparer year round or only during tax season. We kind of talked about that at the start of the show. Ask about fees ahead of time. Before you agree to any services, read the contracts carefully and understand how much the tax preparer charges for their services. Ask about extra fees, e-filing, federal and local returns, unexpected complications. And if things don't add up, find somebody else. You know, watch for the flags overall. Avoid being ghosted by your tax preparer. Getting your taxes done can be tricky, especially with a ghost tax preparer around. Understand that, how to avoid these tricky situations during tax season. If you're a consumer and you're looking for a trusted tax preparer on your taxes, look for information and tips on how you can do that overall. So, you know, some of those tips again, be wary of those offering fast returns or large returns. Number two, don't sign your own tax return if asked by the tax preparer. They're supposed to provide their PTIN number and file the taxes for you. Number three is review your tax return before you send it. Look through your tax return to make sure it's properly assigned by your tax preparer, and that's complete and your information appears to be accurate. You know, just taking a look at it before they send it off is a good idea.
Sure.
Only allow funds to be deposited into your personal account. Some ghost preparers will have funds deposited into their own accounts to be later distributed. That can be a red flag. So I wouldn't do that.
It's not their money.
No.
If you're getting a return.
Yeah. This is my account. This is where my money should be deposited.
Right.
You know. Do your research. Check BBB.org for complaints and reviews on tax services in your area. Be cautious of pop-ups. The seasonal tax services, we talked about that earlier. You know, they'll pop up anywhere. Don't be afraid to ask about their processes, credentials, their PTIN number. The IRS has resources to help you check those credentials. You can go to their website.
Some very good information on tax preparation, and you teased earlier as well about Coffee Connections, and so this is a networking event, right?
Absolutely. So April 1st, it's going to be from 7:30 to 8:30 at the Ascend Federal Credit Union on Williams Drive. That's over there behind the hospital off of Memorial.
Okay.
And they got like a four-story building over there. It's kind of off the beaten path a little bit. So they're going to be hosting the event. It's going to be, of course, Middle Tennessee State University is going to be there. The coffee and in the morning there is going to be provided by FMIG Insurance. They'll step up and they'll along the way. But a little bit about Tom Coates. Tom is the director for Center of Professional Selling at MTSU, highly regarded in the area. If you go to MTSU, you can take his classes and get a degree in sales. So Tom knows his stuff when it comes to selling. So this particular event, what Tom's going to be talking about is, if you go out and network, how do you effectively network when you're out with people? You know, there are certain ways that you can approach people, stand, questions to ask. How long do you want to stay with somebody? You go to a networking event, meet a whole bunch of people, and you spend 90% of your time with one person, or do you, you know, hit and move on and that kind of stuff? So he'll go through some of those things at this networking event. Very, very, Tom has very good credentials about helping people in sales. And this is just one of those things along the way. So if you want to go, we have a RSVP page. I can drop this off with you, and you can put it on the site.
Okay.
And people can also email me at jprice@gobbb.org and just request a copy of the QR code to sign up for it. It's a free event. We just need to know how much coffee to bring.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I can. I'll put a link to that on the podcast description as well, so you'll be able to find it there. And again, that is April 1st, 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning, so right before your day gets started at Ascend Federal Credit Union on Williams Drive. All right, James, that's very good. I guess, boy, that's coming up. Not this next Monday, but the next.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It's coming up quick. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
That is James Price joining us today from the Better Business Bureau here on Rutherford Issues. And again, if you missed part of the conversation from today, we'll have the podcast up at WGNSradio.com where you can listen back or even watch from the studio on Big G TV. And speaking of that, WGNSradio.com/listen. A great place for you to get information. That's right. Whether you can, where you can see your favorite live and on-demand shows and Big G TV as well, WGNSradio.com/listen. All right. Have a great day, everybody. We'll be back here in next time for another edition of Rutherford Issues. Hope you have a great day, everybody.